Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, e'en though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. It's kind of the ultimate wish of being a Christian, to draw nearer to God, nearer to Jesus. And one of my favorite blessings is that may you and I walk so closely behind Jesus that the dust his sandals kick up may settle on your shoulders. So we want to be close to God for abundant life reasons, for the same reasons that we play, that God sort of pours out this life, this sort of abundant life. We want to grow closer to it. There's a peace that's there, something that's close. And I think in the gospel lesson today, James and John had a really similar desire. Now, we make fun of it because, actually, we kind of make fun of this passage because James and John want to sit at his right and his left in glory. It seems like they want to be at the top of the heap. But it's more than that. They want to be as close to Jesus as they can be, to be at the right and the left of Jesus. And they only see that by the example of how we set up like a throne room with the king in the middle and the person on the right and the left. So close to Jesus to be powerful like Jesus, so close to be Jesus to be able to do what Jesus does, so close to Jesus to be able to sort of fill in when Jesus needs a break. That close to Jesus. And that's a good desire. I mean, who can blame James and John for wanting that kind of glory and that kind of power? I mean, they had been walking on their way to Jerusalem, and all the way there, they had seen, you know, him, Jesus healing the sick and opening the eyes of the blind and letting the lame walk and just miracle after miracle after miracle. I can imagine that they want a piece of that glory, a piece of that joy. Something about this man, you know, this life that poured out. They'd want a piece of that, to be as close to it as possible. And it is a good thing. You know, the problem is that in both of our instances, this need to be close to God and this need to be closer and closer to Jesus, and the same with James and John's desire to be closer to Jesus, is Jesus only has two shoulders, right? A right and a left. And so we think that in order to do that, we have to strive to get to the top of the pile. And there's only room for like one or two at the very top, right? Maybe only one, really. And then maybe to sit beside Jesus, if there's two, room for two. But beyond that, it's like everybody else sort of gets secondary status or third status or something like that. You know, in the next story in John, in Mark's gospel, they're walking their way to Jerusalem and they're all like shouting with the palm branches. This is that close. And there's this blind man, Bartimaeus, who's calling out to Jesus for attention. And the crowd is so determined to be close to Jesus that they'd kind of kick Bartimaeus to the side of the road. They're like, look, he doesn't have enough time for you. He doesn't have enough power for you. It's all about us. And they sort of surround Jesus. And Jesus calls that out and goes to Bartimaeus and actually gives him his sight. But it's so, that whole dialogue, that whole conversation and story that happens is so what happens when we're striving to be nearer and nearer to Jesus. We tend to kick others out of the way. We have this tendency to forget about the other people in the room. Which is why what Jesus says next is so interesting, because he totally like flips it on his head, this striving upward toward this goodness, this holiness, this everything striving. He like says, rather than going up, that we need to look down. To draw near to Jesus, we don't go up, but rather we kneel down. That's a really hard thing to be comfortable with, especially when we see what cup Jesus did drink and the baptism Jesus was baptized with. To see this cup of suffering that he takes in his hands in Gethsemane, to see the baptism of the cross. To kneel down is suffering and to be hurt, and it would be easy to balk. And who wants that? Who really wants that? Which is why it's sort of easy to laugh at James and John when they say, oh, we can do it. Sure, we'll do it. I don't think they even knew what they were asking for, what they were getting themselves into. We think, oh, of course they didn't do it. But they did, actually. Both James and John, the church holds up that they were martyred. That with their whole lives they chose to pour themselves out in witness to this one who had given so much, whose life had poured out so much, who had changed them so deeply. So it is interesting to contemplate what it is that we do with this cross and with this cup that we are handed. Do we take a drink? And then where do we find the good news in the midst of that? In the midst of that suffering, in the midst of that baptism, where is the good news? I can think of two things that are really good news. The first of all is a great quote by Martin Luther King Jr., preaching on this very text. It's from his Drum Major Instinct sermon. In it, he says, everyone can be great because everyone can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to have your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know Einstein's theory of relativity to serve. You don't have to know the second law of thermodynamics to serve. All you need is a heart full of grace and a soul regenerated by love. And that's so different than our striving upward, where we can only have one on top, and it's very likely not going to be us. But turning it on its head, everyone is great in the kingdom of God when they bow down to serve. Everyone is close to God. And then the second thing that I think is really good news about this story is that we've been so busy striving to get nearer to God that we are unaware of the fact that God is already near to us. That when we kneel down to serve others, what we discover is that Jesus is already kneeling at our feet. When we bow down in service, we discover that God is near to us, that God is holding us in God's hand, that God is feeding us at the table already. And that very cup of Jesus' suffering becomes our salvation, our freedom, and our promise. So let us gather at the table, knowing that Jesus is in fact serving us, so that we may go and serve. Amen.